The 6:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry. The main points. Cameroon take on Cabo Verde in a 2026 FIFA World Cup qualifier at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium here in Yaoundé at 2 p.m. this Saturday. The UN Women in Cameroon says it has donated material and created jobs to 70% of refugees and internally displaced persons in the country. The trial of 51 individuals, including three Americans, accused of attempting to overthrow the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo last month, has begun. The news in full. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, has held discussions with the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta, His Excellency Emmanuel Rousseau, who is on a working visit to Cameroon, exchanged with the Prime Minister on the state of bilateral relations between Cameroon and the Sovereign Order of Malta. In the course of the audience, the Prime Minister was decorated as Grand Officer of the Order of Merit of the Order of Malta. Details with Christian Chiatam.
The visit of the Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta to Cameroon is an indication that diplomatic relations established since 1961 are flourishing. The meeting between Fra Emmanuel Rousseau and the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Guti, was thus a platform to make a review of these relations. The Sovereign Order of Malta has, amongst other things, funded the construction of the Juan Chabot Leprosarium in Mokolo in 1970, the rehabilitation of the St. John of Malta Hospital in Jombe in the year 2000, and has funded the care and treatment for 30 children suffering from cancer. Fra Emmanuel Rousseau, Grand Commander of the Sovereign Order of Malta.
Cameroon is the most ancient relationship we have in Africa. So as old friends, we like to come and see you, because when you see a friend, it is better than speaking to him from afar. I was invited to participate into a gala dinner, which is taking place tomorrow morning, which is organized by Ambassador to the Republic of Cameroon, Ambassador Haitsik. Mrs. Biya is very supportive of the works of the order in the Cameroon, and as you know, the money is needed.
To show the level of esteem the Sovereign Order of Malta has for its relations with Cameroon, the Grand Commander, Fra Emmanuel Rousseau, presented the PM with a special decoration.
I brought to the Prime Minister of Cameroon the decoration of Grand Officer, the Order of Merit of the Order of Malta, to tell him how our Grand Master, Fra John Dunlap, is supportive of the government of the Republic of Cameroon.
The positive aura which surrounded the audience suggests that between Cameroon and the Sovereign Order of Malta, the diplomatic ties remain excellent. Christian Chiatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The UN Women in Cameroon says it has supported some 70% refugees and internally displaced persons with learning materials, also created a significant number of jobs for others within the past 10 years. The announcement was made during a press briefing in Yaoundé, chaired by the Regional Director of UN Women for West and Central Africa, Dr. Maxime Haounatou. Details with Joyce Cliff Tata.
The Regional Director of UN Women for Western Central Africa, Maxime Haounatou's five-day visit to Cameroon is to provide support and shed more light on the activities of the UN Women Office in Cameroon through strategic meetings with stakeholders and then with the press to make known the achievements so far. Mr. Haounatou says there has been a lot of progress as concerns the protection of women against gender-based violence in Cameroon, which today needs to be celebrated.
When you look at the policies put in place by the government of Cameroon and the strategy below the SDG that we are pursuing, the priorities of women and girls are well positioned. The policies address the questions appropriately, and the gap in policies are being addressed. There are some legislations that are now at the parliament that address women's issues.
The press conference also made room for him, as well as other officials of the UN present, to suggest ways of putting an end to the sufferings of women and girls in society.
a huge proportion of cases will not come to the community. Some will not go to the hospital. Gender-based violence costs to this country 3.7% of our GDP. So if we spend 3.7% of our GDP on violence against women, it's a huge amount of money. I'm taking your opportunity to call on all Cameroonian men to strongly support gender equality.
The goal is to have a Cameroon with many more women actively involved in the growth of the nation at all levels, because one woman well positioned is a plus to an entire community.
CRTV News. The trial of 51 individuals, including three Americans, accused of attempting to overthrow the president of the Democratic Republic of Congo last month has begun. The hearing is being broadcast live on national television and radio from Dulu Military Prison in the capital, Kinshasa. The defendants were ushered into the military court wearing blue and yellow shirts, marking their first appearance in public since the failed coup, arrested during attacks on the presidential palace and the home of an ally of President Felix Tshisekedi. They face multiple charges, including financing terrorism, murder, and attempted assassination. In sports, the head coach of the Indomitable Lions and the Blue Sharks of Cabo Verde have promised to give each other a run for their money this Saturday when the two teams take on each other in their day three match of the 2026 World Cup qualifier. The coaches were speaking yesterday at the FECAFOOT head office in Yaoundé during the pre-match press conference. Details with Harrison Ashu.
The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, who was accompanied by Frank Zambo and Geisa during this Friday's pre-match press conference, sounded serene and confident ahead of the match against Cabo Verde. The Belgian tactician, while responding to questions from journalists, assured everyone of the Lions' readiness for a victory this Saturday.
We're more than well prepared. We go in details. We have a lot of images. Technology allows us to see all the games. So that's what we did. We analyzed them very well. It's very nice that all the people, the 30 million, are participating, are willing and pushing us to the best we can. So it's more profit.
On the spirit of the players in the den, Frank Zambo and Giza emphasize that they are not under any pressure as to the match. In the second pre-match press conference, the head coach of Cabo Verde, Bubista, promised that they will give their utmost for a favorable score. The captain of the Blue Sharks, Rian Mendes, insisted that even though Cameroon is the favorite of Group D, they are determined to put up a good fight against the Lions at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium.
Cameroon is a favorite because come here and we play against them in Yaoundé. It's never easy, but we'll try to do our best. And I hope you will see the best Cabo Verdean national team.
The winner of the Cameroon versus Cabo Verde encounter will move to the top of Group D of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers with 7 points. A draw will keep Libya, who defeated Mauritius by 2-1 on Thursday, in the top of the table with the same 7 points.
Meanwhile, supporters of the Indomitable Lions in Ebolova in the south region are upbeat that the Mark Breeze-led squad will overpower their opponent in this Saturday's clash. They cited the support from the home-based fans and the quality of players called up. Clarence Azzi compiled their predictions in the following report.
Many people in the town of Bolova await the Indomitable Lions versus Blue Sharks Group D World Cup qualifier this Saturday with much anticipation.
For me, it's a special match because when I saw names, I saw faces, I think the Lions are really prepared to win this match. Something like 1-0 only.
For the game of tomorrow, Cameroon versus Cape Verde, I think that the Cameroonians will win 2-0. It will be a very good game for us, Cameroonians.
Others say Cameroon have several individual players capable of hurting Cabo Verde. They add to these the presence of a new coach who must impress fans on his very first assignment.
Hopefully, with the young, talented players that just came in, we just hope that they should build up a good team from scratch and see how he can make a name as far as Cameroon is concerned. I pray that we win, as usual. Lions for life.
I think that the match of tomorrow, Cameroon win. A high seat of Aboubakar Vincent. And we have a new coach, I think. His name is Mark Breeze. I don't know him, but I think that we'll make a good job.
Cameroon and Cabo Verde share 4 points each with Libya, currently topping Group D. Supporters of the Indomitable Lions are hopeful that the visitors, arguably known as the more coherent side, won't leapfrog the Lions by securing maximum points. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News. In Abolova.
Still in sports, Bafoussam in the West region is ready for the start of the 17th edition of the National FENASCO B Games this Saturday. A delegation led by the Secretary General of the West Governor's Office, Adre Epente Tazu, approved the various sites and the infrastructure to host the activities after an evaluation meeting chaired by Governor Awa Fonka Augustin. That ends this edition of the 6:30 a.m. news. I'll be back at 7:30 a.m.